You listen to the 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Center College Head Men's Basketball Coach Greg Mason. Of course, the Colonels wrapping up their regular season with an 18-5 record, 13-3 in SCAC play. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Russell. Appreciate it.
Coach, the Colonels enter the SCAC Tournament having won 9 of their last 11 games. Just talk about the way this team is playing heading into the conference tournament.
Well, Russell, very pleased with our guys. You know, it's a different team than what we thought when the season started. We've had some guys not with us at the end of the year who was with us at the beginning. So had a group of guys that a couple of freshmen had to step up a little bit sooner than we anticipated them having to be ready. But they've done it. They're playing hard. They're unselfish. I'm very pleased with my guys to this point.
Coach, 13-3 in conference play, earning you the number one seed out of the Eastern Division. You draw the number four seed in the Western Division in Hendricks College. You guys played the Warriors back on the 14th of January, picking up a home win 68-56 behind 20 points from Greg Ross. Just talk about what you learned and what you can take away from that game heading into Friday's contest.
Really, Russell, not much. Hendricks is playing completely different than the first time we played them. You know, Thad has really opened it up. First and foremost, Thad McCracken's done a brilliant job this year, first year. And, you know, they started out, they were kind of playing a little bit more blood and guts type of basketball, a little slow. And now they're shooting lots of threes. They're getting up down the floor. And we're a better team, too. It wasn't a very good basketball game first time we both played, so I don't know if we can take too much from it. The one thing we know about Hendricks is, you know, four guys in double figures, get to the free throw line a ton. And Nick Heathscott is very aggressive, low block. So we know we're playing a much better team than what we did in early January.
Well, you mentioned playing a much better team, Coach. The Warriors have won four of their last six. Really, we're in desperation mode down the stretch of the season, trying to get into the conference tournament. And as we know, once you make the tournament, anything can happen. Just talk about the concerns you have playing a team that's really been playing their best basketball of late heading into the conference championship.
Yeah, and that's the thing about a conference championship. You know, we're the one seed, they're the four seed, but at the end of the day, you know, all you have to do is win three games in 3 days, so there's really no buys, there's no advantage gained, so it's really, you know, every game's a toss-up. So, you know, as far as the concerns, we're playing better basketball, too, and you know, at this point of the year, you have to play well three straight games. You know, if you play average, somebody's going to step up and knock you out. So, Hendricks, again, Thad's done a great job, and they've got some kids that, you know, they're not young. They have some juniors that are good basketball players, and I think they just really came on to the end of the year.
Coach, and again, once again, the top defensive team in the SCAC, allowing opponents just to 55 points per game. But you mentioned Hendricks has four guys basically in double figures. How do you scheme against that, knowing, you know, points can come from anywhere on the floor with this Warriors team?
Well, and that's a concern because, you know, as you said, and two of those guys averaging double figures come off the bench, so they do have depth. You know, we're just going to have to – it's guarding is what we do best. About a month and a half ago, we got our guys together and said, all right, you know, we struggle to score at times, so we have to just – our MO as a team has to be we're going to be the best team in the country defensively. And our guys really sold out, and they've worked hard for that. And we're actually number two nationally in defense behind Randolph-Macon. So, again, very pleased with our guys. But we know, you know, starting Friday at 6 o'clock, next loss and we're done.
You know, Coach, rebounding has been a key for the Colonels this year. You guys lead the conference plus seven rebounding margin. How important is that going to be heading in to this game against Hendricks, especially a team that's shooting the ball well from beyond the arc, 35%, to maintain your assignments and boxing out, especially on those three-point where, you know, the ball could bounce any number of direction?
Yeah, we talk about on the three-point shots, they're 50-50 rebounds. So not only, you know, Alex Lloyd, Greg Ross, very good on the defensive glass. Donovan Whiteside has really impressed me with his ability to go get some defensive rebounds too. So we need to be a one-shot defensive team. We need to make sure that if Hendricks misses a shot, we don't give him a second, third, fourth shot. And I think that's where championships are truly won, is your ability to limit teams to only one shot. That's what we did, you know, last year, and that's how we won a conference championship.
You mentioned freshmen stepping up. Donovan Whiteside, a freshman out of the Knoxville, Tennessee area, Coach, really played very well for you guys this year. Started on this Colonels team, 8.7 points, 4.2 rebounds, and an assist per game. Just talk about the way you've seen him grow and progress throughout this season.
He's really come on here in the last month and a half. Again, anytime you put a freshman in there with the stresses and the pressures and things like that, there's going to be some good days and bad days. But Donovan has embraced that. He knows he's a freshman. He knows there's a lot of responsibility. So here in the last 7-8 games every day. He's really brought it, and he's playing good basketball. It's really made a big impact in our program.
No doubt, Coach, one of the concerns for the Warriors will be the length of Alex Lloyd. Talk about how you take advantage of his length, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but on the defensive side as well.
Well, defensively, I mean, he's as good a defensive player as this conference has seen in the last 10, 12 years. And the thing about Alex is he's very long, he moves well, incredibly athletic. He doesn't look athletic, but he is. He doesn't get as much credit as he should. But Alex anchors our defense. A big reason why we're number two nationally is, you know, we know that he can guard, for the most part, one-on-one low post, and we can stay with shooters. And that's crucial to guarding on the perimeter. So, our defense starts and ends with Alex Lloyd.
Finally, Coach, just talk about the few keys or adjustments that you guys will have to make heading into this tournament in order to play well and try and make a run in the SCAC championship.
Well, you know, I guess first is stay injury-free. Stay fresh. If we hit shots, if we hit above 45%, I like our chances in games because we will guard. But, you know, the biggest thing is stay injury-free and hopefully at some point in time get a key break. Somebody hit a shot that you're not expecting, or maybe some foul trouble on the other team. So really, I mean, with this tournament, the parity is so strong that, I mean, anybody can win it, and it's just going to be who plays the best over a three-day stretch.
Center head men's basketball coach Greg Mason. Again, the Colonels, the number one seeded team out of the East with an 18-5 record, 13-3 in SCAC play, will draw the number four Western seeded Hendricks College Warriors, 6 p.m. Central Time, Friday evening for Belhaven College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.
Hey, Russell, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.